Get ready to join Pastor Anthony Clark every Saturday from 8:30 p.m. for 30 minutes of life-changing, spirit-inspired teaching from the Word of God.
Focus on God's Word Ministry is designed to teach you the Word of God, enabling you to live better with God, yourself, and others. Focus is located at 159 Eastern Main Road, Barataria. For prayer, please call 746-0829-623-1889 or 674-0737. For the secret to a healthy soul is a renewed mind. Stay focused.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to the radio program Focus on God's Word. I'm your host and Bible teacher, Pastor Anthony Clark. And I thank God for this opportunity and privilege whereby we can enter into your homes, your cars, or wherever you're picking up this program today and share with you the living Word of God. Just before we get into the ministry of the Word, I just want to take time off to share some basic information with you about who we are. I am Pastor Anthony Clark, the pastor of Focus on God's Word Ministry. It's a teaching ministry that is designed to teach you God's Word, enabling you to live better with God. We are also located at 159 Eastern Main Road in Barataria, and we have three wonderful services a week. One is every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., and then we have started a midday Bible study in our church in the Barataria area. So if you live and work in the Barataria area and you do listen to the radio program and you don't mind coming to a midday Bible study from 12 noon to 1 p.m., you are welcome to come and be a part of what God is doing. If you are blessed by the radio program, you're going to be blessed by that also. Then we meet every Friday evening from 7:15 to 8:30 p.m. for our Friday service, which is similar to a Sunday morning. We really do have service. It's a service, and we do come out and have a good time. And if you want to connect with us, you can call us at any of these two numbers, 623-1889 or 746-0829. You can also check us out on our website. You can go to the and Google FOGWM, which stands for Focus on God's Word Ministry .org, and you can check out, learn a lot about the ministry. And then one of the beautiful things about the radio ministry, about the website, is that all our radio programs are on. So you could go back and listen to any program you choose and just benefit from it. You know, every now and again, I'll give you stats. I think they told me over 100 persons went on and listened, I think, what month it was. And that was good. So it means that people are listening and they're going back and feeding their faith. Now, let's get into the lesson. We are studying the subject, renewing the mind. And we are dealing with the why of such, okay? We know that Romans 12:2 talks about the fact that we should not be conformed to this world, but we should be transformed by the renewing of the mind. So we established that one of the benefits for the renewing of the mind is getting us to work out our salvation, getting us to understand the concept of salvation. And I was explaining why that is important, because one of the things we do is that we are told, make Jesus Lord by faith, which will give you the new birth and prepare you for heaven. But then we are told after that, it's no longer faith, it's your works. Based on the things you do will determine if you make it. So you're not really, so making Jesus your Lord of your life is no guarantee that you're going to make it to heaven. And what the renewing of the mind does is help you understand salvation. So you understand that it is by faith and by faith alone. That is what Romans 1 verse 17 talks about. From faith unto faith. It is by faith and faith alone. Okay? So the works you do is what you do because you are saved. Okay? And it is your reasonable service. Amen. You know, I hear people say, well, why should I do this in Christian? Why do it? Because it's your reasonable service. So we established that salvation cannot be worked out without a renewed mind. We established that a renewed mind informs us about what the new birth has produced in our spirit. Philemon 1 verse 6, it's a beautiful verse of scripture. It says that the communication of your faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. So when you're born again, God puts some good things on the inside of you. And one of those things, how you become effective active in your faith walk is by acknowledging those good things which are in you. You see, some of us, all we do is acknowledge the bad things that are in us. But there are some good things that are in us, and you need to acknowledge them. So it says, the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging. By the acknowledging. Acknowledging of what? Every good thing that is in thee in Christ Jesus. When you get out there, by the acknowledging of every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. Every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. Every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. When you get that, every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. And you, that's important. That is extremely, extremely important. Every good thing that is in you. Philemon 1 verse 6, it says that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you. So renewing the mind helps you to see and understand what's on the inside. And next thing about renewing the mind is that it brings us to the place where we can know God and understand him. Now, Daniel 11 verse 32, these are the verses these are the points I stop on, but I really didn't go to the, to the verses. But in Daniel 11, 32, it says, and as such as do wickedly against the covenant, shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploit. Now, I have said this for years over the radio, and every time I come to this point, I have to say it again. God did not design prayer to know him. God designed prayer to so that we can experience him. God designed his word for us to know him. So if we don't know God by his word, then we don't know him. Let me say that again. God did not design prayer for us to know him. God designed prayer for us to experience him. God designed his word for us to know him, because many times we think that the way we know God is just by praying. So if I spend time and time and time and time in prayer, I will get to know God. No, if you spend time and time and time and time in prayer, you will get to experience God. But if you really want to know what he is like, if you really want to know what he has, if you really want to know what he could do, you'll have to get into the word, because the word is a revelation of who God is, what God has, and what God could do. So renewing the mind caused that to happen to me. It gives me an understanding and a knowing of who God is. It renews my mind. Now, a next purpose of the renewing of the mind is so that we can learn the laws of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. I want to get that. The purpose of renewing the mind is so that we can learn the laws of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Romans 8, verse 2, it says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Now, this verse is speaking about two laws. It is speaking about a law of the Spirit of life, and it is also speaking about the law of sin and death. Now, hear me. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ is superior to the law of sin and death. But we must renew our mind and learn these laws. Again, let me take my time and let, I want you to get that. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ is superior to the law of sin and death. But we must renew our minds and learn these superior laws. Also, the law of the Spirit of life is superior to the law of sin and death. So they both hang around side by side, but one is superior to the other. So what the renewing of the mind should involve in, is it should involve in us understanding the ways of the Spirit, the laws of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And this is what Jesus said in Matthew 6:33. Let me turn to it. Jesus made a profound statement in Matthew 6 and verse 33. Here's what Jesus said. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So why do I need to learn about the superior law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus? Because it will cause things to be added unto me. But the things will only be added after I seek first the kingdom of God. I put the renewing of my mind first so that I can understand the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which is superior to the law of sin and death. So how do we go about this? Matthew 6:33, but seek first. Now listen to what this verse did not say. It did not say, but seek only the kingdom of God. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. It didn't say, but seek ye only the kingdom of God. Why use the word first? So that it could distinguish between second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. You see, second is a priority, third is a priority, fourth is a priority, fifth is a priority, number one or first is a priority. However, he is saying, in addition to all the other priorities, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the first thing you should seek is the kingdom. He's not saying to forsake 2, forsake 3, forsake 4. He is saying the first should be the kingdom. So as a Christian, your responsibility is to seek first the kingdom, not only the kingdom, but seek first the kingdom. Because if all you are seeking is only the kingdom, then you will neglect second, third, fourth, fifth. You know, I heard a friend of mine ministering once, and he made this comment. He said that, you know, when he stepped out into ministry, some things was happening at home with his family and his wife and so forth, he said. And he is so wrapped up in seeking first the kingdom that he wasn't paying enough attention to the other responsibilities he had. He said, and boy, those other responsibilities, problems start to pop up. See, because you have to be careful that you don't move first into only. You understand me? First is first. First is not only. And sometimes that is what happens. So when you begin to renew your mind, it means that you pay attention to seeking to understand the things of the Spirit, because it is superior to the law of sin and death that is in the earth. This planet you and I live on has a spiritual law in it. It's called the law of sin and death, and it affects the whole human race. It has an impact on human beings, and it has an impact on the planet. It has an impact on the agricultural aspect of the planet. It has an impact on the animal kingdom of the planet. It affects every single thing. But the law of the Spirit of Christ of the Spirit of life in Christ is superior to it. So part of the reason for renewing my mind is so that I can learn the laws of the Spirit of life. See, if I fail, or if we fail to renew our mind, this is what will happen. Romans 8:6-7. Romans 8:6 says, for to be carnally minded is death. Wow. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. He goes on to talk about the carnal mind. He said, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So the writer, which is Paul, is indicating that if you don't renew your mind, you will function in a carnal mind. And carnal mindedness is the same as to mind the things of the flesh. Just as to be not carnally minded is to be spiritually minded, which means to mind the things of the Spirit. So if we refuse as believers to renew our mind with the Word of God, whereby we can understand the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, we will develop a carnal mind. And a carnal mind means that we will only mind the things of the flesh. And what that means is that all of our attention would only be fleshly. It wouldn't go beyond that. But when we begin to renew our mind, we'll become spiritually minded. And when we become spiritually minded, we begin to mind the things of the Spirit. Watch this portion of Scripture in Colossians 3, 1 and 2. Here's what Paul said. He said, "If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above," woo, "where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God." So he's telling me, listen, if we are risen with Christ, anybody listening to me, you're risen with Christ? Yes, right. So we're born again. We're risen with Christ. Our responsibility now is to seek those things which are above. What he's meaning is move from a carnal lifestyle to a spiritual lifestyle. Begin to seek spiritual things, okay? Hear how you go about doing it. Verse 2, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Set your affection, set your mind. That word affection there means mind. He's saying set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. So you have a choice to make. It's either you go after that which is natural or you go after that which is spiritual. He says set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. And that is what you have to do because you're renewing your mind. You getting me? You're doing what? You're renewing your mind. Now let's go on to something else. The next reason for the transformation of the mind is this: to make oneself usable in the kingdom. Wow, this is interesting. I like this. To make oneself usable in the kingdom. You see, and let me divert and talk to ministers of the gospel, because ministers of the gospel, we are the ones that God has called and God has anointed and work with and through in the kingdom. I was telling my wife today, and we were chatting, and I was telling her before I come into the studio, I was telling her, listen, God don't have a choice. He has to work with human beings. He don't have a choice. And you know, there's a statement I know we every now and again, I'll say it in church, and we look at one another and ask the question. So look at somebody, who look at yourself and ask yourself the question. Say, self, if all God has is me, is God in trouble? Come, take your time. Say that again. Say, self, if all God has is me, is God in trouble? See, you have to make oneself usable in the kingdom. See, many of us pray for God to use us, but we need to pray and ask Him to make us usable, because many of us are not usable. And one of the reasons why we are not usable is because we are not renewing our mind. See, renewing the mind is a key. It's not the key to making yourself usable in the kingdom. I want to get that. Renewing the mind is a key to making oneself usable in the kingdom. There may be others, but this is one of the main key. You have to have your mind renewed. I have found that I remember when the Spirit of God, I want to read some verses here. But let me read the verses first and then we'll get back. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. And beautiful scripture. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now, let's analyze our next verse, 2 Timothy 2:15. Hear what this one says. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So one in Timothy, through 2 Timothy 3:16, he says all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And in 2 Timothy 2:15, he says, study to show yourself approved unto God. Now let's talk a bit about this, because I want to make myself usable. Then my mind have to be renewed. And hear me, I, as a pastor, I'm one of so many different angles I can take this from, but over the years, this is my 14th year of pastoral work, I have ministered to so many people with cancer, as I was telling someone the other day. And through the years, through the 14 years ministering to people with cancer, I've only seen one person die. Yet I have not seen any of them got healed instantly. And that has many reasons for it. But when I first started to study the subject of divine healing, before God started to work with me in helping people, I didn't know a lot of the stuff I know now. But I keep renewing my mind, and the more I renew my mind, the more usable I became in the hands of God. And that is why the scripture says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I had to study the subject of divine healing and the subject of faith. Because, like, for example, most of the persons I ministered to who were sick, suffering with cancer, were never healed by any gifts of the Spirit, or I should say manifestation of one of the gifts of the Spirit. They were not healed by demonstrations of the Spirit, because manifestations of the Spirit and demonstration of the Spirit is not the same, but that's a different lesson. They were all healed through a renewed mind. The Lord told me some years ago, He said the number one key to divine healing is a renewed mind. If you can't get people's mind renewed, you cannot get them healed. So in our healing services, I don't work on trying to get God to heal anybody. I work on getting people's minds renewed. If I can get your mind renewed, then I know you could receive your healing. You say, why is that important? Because our believing system is designed by God to believe what we think right about, to believe what we think wrong about. In this way, our thinking controls our belief system. So if we think right, the belief system will be thinking right. If we think wrong, the belief system would be thinking wrong. Every action based on belief comes out of a result of how you were thinking. And if your thinking is wrong, you're in trouble. So the renewing of the mind is to make sure that the mind thinks right. So going back to this old concept, it puts yourself in a place where you are usable, is because you're spending time renewing the mind. Now, I don't know about others, but it is one of the reasons why almost every day I listen to 2 hours of Bible lessons. I do that Monday to Friday, so not almost every day. I listen to at least an hour or more of Bible preaching. I'm in my car after news. I put on my phone and I put on one of those things that I have downloaded, and I'm listening. Why? Because faith cometh by hearing. I'm working on getting my mind renewed. I'm working on keeping my mind renewed. And hear me, ministers of the gospel. If you really want God to work with you in the kingdom, you have to constantly be renewing your mind with the word of God. You have to get into that Bible 24/7. Yes, extreme, be extreme, and really, really allow God's word to change the way you think. And it will show up in your ministry. It will show up in the impact in your ministry. Lives would be touched. Lives would be transformed. Don't treat the Bible just as a book. And hear me, as a book to get sermons out of. As a matter of fact, I'm going to say this, you all mean, I hope you all understand me. Don't study the Bible to get sermons. Study the Bible to learn. Sermons will come out of the learning. So there are things like I was telling, me personally, I have been studying Romans chapter 8 for months now. And I don't do it every week. Sometimes I do it once a week, but I've been doing it for months. I'll just pick a day and put some hours aside, and I'll study Romans chapter 8. And since I've been doing it, I must be on 10 pages of study notes, and I am now on verse 18 in Romans chapter 8. I have plenty verses ahead of me to go. So by the time I finish with that, it could be close to 30 or 40 pages of study notes just coming out of Romans chapter 8. Do I plan to preach it? Not necessarily, but the Spirit of God may need it. But I'm not studying it to preach it. It's for my own personal growth and development. He says, study to show yourself approved unto God. And by learning things, it makes me usable in the kingdom, because who knows? I may have to apply something I learned to myself first, and I may have to teach somebody something I learned that they could apply to themselves or to help someone. But the thing is, renewing the mind makes yourself usable in the kingdom. Let me just say this. One of the strengths of the new covenant is the impact of divine healing to the spreading of the gospel, and a renewed mind is the number one key to divine healing. So you get into God's word and renew your mind on subjects. Now, I'm using healing. I'm always talking about healing. I have a passion for it. But there are other subject matters that are equally as important. Go renew your mind. Go renew your mind. Go renew your mind and do some study. It would really, really, really impact you. But I hope you got something out of this. Again, I'm Pastor Anthony Clark, the pastor of Focus on God's Word Ministries. And as we come to conclusion of this lesson today, and even this series, we'll go on to something new. I want to encourage you to come visit us at one of our services. We meet every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. to 11, every Tuesday morning from 12 to 1, every Friday evening from 7:15 to 8:30 p.m. We're located at 159 Eastern Main Road in Barataria. Do check us out on the World Wide Web. You can check out Focus on God's Word Ministry, FOGWM.org, and you can learn a whole lot about the ministry. We also want to give you this opportunity to sow generously into the ministry. It takes money to be on the air, and some of you have been faithful in your giving to the ministry to help us stay on the air, feeding you God's word. We are so grateful, and thank you, thank you, thank you. Then some of you, you don't go to a local church. This, my program, is your church. Then you can tie to us. You can do up your checks or your cash and let somebody go to any First Citizen branch for you, or you do it yourself and sow a generous seed into Focus on God's Word Radio Ministry. Account number 175-8015. And as you sow, we will believe with you for the corresponding return on your seed sown. So go participate in what you are learning. Amen. This has been an awesome series. Check us out on the website. We will have this up and running for you in a couple of days so that you can listen to it over and over and over and over. Do have a blessed week. Enjoy church tomorrow. Stay strong.
Join Pastor Anthony Clark every Saturday from 8:30 p.m. for 30 minutes of life-changing, spirit-inspired teaching from the Word of God.
Focus on God's Word Ministry is designed to teach you the Word of God, enabling you to live better with God, yourself, and others. Focus is located at 159 Eastern Main Road, Barataria. For prayer, please call 746-0829, 623-1889, or 674-0737. For the secret to a healthy soul is a renewed mind. Stay focused.